I'm Russ, an alcoholic.
Thanks for the sudden invitation to speak. I had no idea. 15 minutes. Usually when I speak, it takes me at least 30 minutes to get sober, so I'm going to do the best I can here. Hey, Kristen. Good to see you. My sobriety date is December 9th, 2007. My home group is New Oxford, Pennsylvania, the New Oxford group. I'm here visiting home. I was born and raised here in Tampa. I originally got sober. Wait, let me start where I got drunk. My first drink, I don't know, 12, 13, 14 years old, something like that. I knew right away it was what I needed. I felt good. I felt at ease. The pressure that I had felt up until that time of life as a kid was released. And I chased that for the rest of my life. Unfortunately, it came with a lot of side effects, jails, institutions, and just a lot of problems. Ex-wives. But anyways, you know, eventually I got caught up in that cycle. I could not stop drinking. I'd wake up in the morning and say, okay, I'm not going to drink today. I have stuff going on tonight, daughter's soccer game, whatever it was. By 3 o'clock in the afternoon, I'm like, if I made it that far, I'm like, man, maybe I could do, you know, a couple at five. And by 7 o'clock, I'm calling my ex saying, I can't make it. And that became a common thing, letting my wife down, let my kids down. It got pretty bad. I came into my first meeting of the Nightly Newcomers Group at 3333. Joined that home group, got involved, and stayed sober for 7 years. I did the steps. I had my spiritual awakening. I was doing the program. It was working. I was working the program, and it was working in me. I was sponsoring people. I had a sponsor. So why to get drunk? Well, about 6 years sober, I started doing stuff that wasn't right. I started cheating on my wife in the program. I couldn't look the people I was sponsoring in the eye and tell them what was going on and tell them, you know, to be honest, to work on this program when I wasn't. So I started separating myself from them. I started separating myself from the program. And besides it, 6 years, you know, I was sober. I was doing fine. Didn't really need God. Didn't need AA anymore. I was fine. So eventually, I started hanging out with the same people again. And some people from work took me out on my 7th year anniversary to celebrate my 7 years sober. And I celebrated 7 years sober. And I got drunk that night. And what came after that was another 7 years. I had something with seven. I was married 7 years, too. Something weird about that, but 7-year itch. Had it in all kind of ways, I guess. So I went back out for 7 more years. It got real bad. All that stuff that hadn't happened, all that stuff that I sat in meetings and listened to you guys and gals and said, I'm not that bad. That hasn't happened to me yet. It happened, just like you guys said it would. The DUIs, more jail time, divorce, all that good stuff. Somehow I managed to meet a normal person. She doesn't drink. She drank a couple times. She said it made her dizzy. She didn't like that. I do not understand that. But I met her somehow. We got involved, and I was really hitting the bottom. Somewhere about the middle of 2007, just before I turned 37 years old, and I needed to get out of Tampa. And so she, you know, she took me out of Tampa. My ex-wife had moved to Pennsylvania, one place I swore I would never live. Still trying to get used to that now. It's cold there right now, 20 degrees when I left this morning, and snowing tonight, so I'm happy to be here. But yeah, so we packed the car, packed the house. My fiance threw me in the car and we drove to PA. I got out somewhere in Maryland to pump gas with shorts on, freezing cold. Looked around and no leaves on the trees. I knew I was in hell. And so I got there. I tried to stay sober about a month in and out of the rooms there in PA. The problem with PA is they don't do AA right. That's the first thing I noticed. The coffee sucked. They just didn't read how it works right. And they just did everything wrong. The chairs weren't right in the room. The air was a little cool. So, you know, I ended up, and I had this brilliant thought that started me off again on that bad road was, I'd never been drunk in Pennsylvania before. That was it. I wanted to climb a mountain or run up and down a hill drunk. So I did. I went out and I went out. And I, the night before my sobriety date, I was in my little sports car. I was leaving this little town, headed for a bigger city to get some drugs. That was part of my story, too. I was very drunk. I was hauling ass down the street. Excuse my French there. And they have these things up north they don't have down here. They're called squares. Like in the middle of the road, there was a circle with a stop sign. And I didn't know it was there. I was doing 100 miles per hour, and I went through the square and slammed into a wall. And totaled my car, broke my leg. And the night before I got sober, I was in the hospital screaming and crying like a baby, drunk all night while they rearranged my bones and stuck needles in me and all that good stuff. So that was my last drunk. And I'll tell you, it's interesting because I came out of there on crutches and I went back into the meetings, and I don't know if they had a big group conscious meeting or something while I was gone, but their meetings got better. They were just really good. The coffee tasted great. Everything they said was right on. The air was still a little cool, but, you know, I was willing. you know, I asked my sponsor back here in Tampa if he'd sponsor me again. And I ran back and forth doing my fourth and fifth step. Came back here for a couple weeks, did my amends. And eventually he told me, you know, you got to get a sponsor up there, man. So I did that, found this guy. I've been working with him. I'm sponsoring a guy now, very involved in the program. I've learned a lot of lessons. I've learned a lot of reasons of why I got drunk again, but I don't know all of them. I'm still going to be learning that. But this I know, because I had my spiritual awakening, because I had sobriety, that I don't graduate from this program. This really is a daily thing. I can't stay sober today on my recovery of yesterday. I have to get up this morning, tomorrow morning. I had to get up this morning, do my prayer and meditation, make my connection with my higher power, talk to people in the program, catch a meeting, and I really try to practice these principles in all my affairs. And I haven't seen the card pop up yet, so I'll probably have a little time. You the card person? I'll tell you, today I stay sober on circulating spirituality, I believe. Steps 10, 11, and 12. Step 10 is my understanding is where I keep myself cleared out. I keep my ego on the side. That way God can come in. And I keep myself cleared out so that my higher power can do its work in my life. So step 10, I stay cleared. Step 11 is where I draw on that power. It's where I make my connection with my higher power. And step 12 is where I share that power with other people, where I show other people how to connect with their source of sobriety. And so through 10, 11, and 12, I keep spirituality circulating in my life. And I have to do that on a daily basis. As soon as I stop, the waters become stagnant, and I get drunk. And that's what's working for me today. I guess I'll finish, tell you guys a little story. Maybe you've heard it. There were these three monks, and they were cruising from one village to the next way back in the day. And there were two older monks and one new younger monk, and he was like the student. So they're cruising to this other village, and they came to a stream, a wide stream, and you know, the younger monk's like, "How are we gonna get across?" And the two elders are like, "You know, we'll show you how we do it." So the first older monk, he prayed for 5 minutes and meditated for 5 minutes. He got up, he stepped out, and he walked right across the water to the other side. So the younger monk's like, "Whoa, this is cool." So the next older senior monk, he sat down for 10 minutes, prayed, meditated, and walked across the other side. So they're on the other side, and they're like, "Come on, man." Well, him being new, he thought, "Well, maybe I'm going to do 15 just to be safe." He sits down, prayer, meditation, 15 minutes. He steps out, boom, he falls in the water. He pops his head back up and looks back at the two older monks, and they're laughing at each other, and the one says to the other, "Should we tell him where the stones are now?" And Alcoholics Anonymous, that story reminds me of my journey in Alcoholics Anonymous. You guys have showed me where the steps are, where the stones are. But it's not just by showing me where they are, it's showing me how to walk across, what I have to do to get across. This program doesn't teach theory. It doesn't teach philosophy. It teaches, it's a show me program. It's about results. And that's what convinces me. That's the attraction of this program to me, is what you guys and gals have showed me. So, thanks for letting me share.